you talking about heating it with a lamp? Did you mean kerosene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kerosene.
That one's dangerous?
No. No, you fixed it. Well, you see, it wasn't a lamp, just like a lamp. It was a lantern, is what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that globe raised up, and it was a heavy globe. It raised up, and you put your fire and let it down. Set it, you'd set it in there. Well, the little old chickens, they couldn't get hurt neither, would it? See, they all
they
just came.
Mm-mm. Did you ever hear something called a coop or a coop?
Yeah, coop, yeah. Chicken coop, yeah.
What was that like?
Well, that's any life. You could call them chicken coops out there. I got you. Call them a brooder. Well, they could be called a chicken coop. Or, you know, and back in the olden times, well, they made little coops outside, and the hen run with her little chickens. Well, she knowed. Well, you trained her. You put her in there with her little chickens and left her in there a few days. Well, when you turned her out, well, she'd go back at night come. She'd go back to the same place. You could have maybe a dozen of them there, and they'd all go back to the same place.
Uh-huh.
And take your little chickens and go in there and sleep at night. You call that a chicken coop.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Huh?
Setting hen.
Setting hen, yeah.
Did you ever hear any other name for it?
No, not that I know of.
What about kluk or kluk?
Kluk. That's
when
the
clucks
just
want
to set.
Yeah, that's a hen that's wanting to set your clucks.
Do you ever hear her called a cluck?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
You put an egg in there. You put an egg in their nest.
What kind of egg?
You called it a nest egg. Well, now they got plastic eggs. They used to have china eggs years ago. We used to have china, but now they done quit that. It's plastic now.
And you raise cotton around here.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you have to do with cotton?
Oh, Lordy. Plenty of it now. Used to not be as, well, it ain't as hard one way now as it used to be, but you got to poison so much now. Well, you didn't have to poison, but you had to do a whole lot of hoeing then.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't know hoeing. You got chemicals to take care of the grass now. We don't have to hoe the cotton. But you got to plant it, you got to put them chemicals on it to keep the grass from coming up. And then you plant it and you got to keep it working. About every week you got to work it. The cotton's lots of work. And then whenever it goes to putting on its squares to bloom, you got to watch for the boll weevil. You got to start poring it then. You have to poring it all the way from 11 to 12 times during the blooming season.
How would they first break the ground up a long time ago?
Well, you had mules a long time ago. You had to break it up with mules. Take mules and plow it.
Uh-huh.
Two mules to the plow.
What different kinds of plows did they use?
Well, they had what they call a side harrow, and they had what they call a double shovel, a turning plow, and a middle buster.
Mm-hmm.
They had all that right to hand. That's the way they made it.
Did you ever hear of anything called a lizard?
Lizard.
Uh-huh, a kind of a tool that people
mm-hmm.
call a lizard?
Mm-hmm. Not here in this country, I ain't never heard it.
What would you say you were doing when you go out there with the hoe?
He's hoeing. He'd be hoeing the cotton.
Do you ever
hoeing.
Hear any other expression for that?
No, I ain't. I ain't got all up. It's hoeing cotton.
Chopping
cotton. Or?
Is chopping different from hoeing? Or is it the same?
It's the same thing. You got a hoe. You're doing the same thing. But lots of them say when you got that cotton thick then, and you went out there, they say you're going to chop the cotton. Well, they just go chop between it.